How to enhance role satisfaction among support workers in social care. Have you ever considered how much a support worker's sense of recognition influences their role satisfaction? Their care and skills are invaluable, often serving as a lifeline. But do they feel that their efforts are adequately acknowledged and appreciated? The feeling of being recognized for your work can significantly boost morale and motivation, leading to increased role satisfaction. How does role satisfaction impact support workers? As a support worker in health and social care, it's essential to reflect on overall role satisfaction. Many factors, including private and public recognition, alignment with personal values, and career goals, can impact this. Other factors that foster role satisfaction in support workers include the level of autonomy in their work, the quality of relationships with colleagues and people they support, and the perceived impact of their work on people's lives. The degree to which support workers feel recognized for their good practices by their employers is also directly correlated with the role satisfaction they experience. To learn more about this topic, we conducted our first health and social care survey, which led to the publication of a white paper. This showed us the current state of the health and social care sector from the perspective of support workers, families, and commissioners. In the survey, we asked support workers if they have ever been recognized for their good practice at work. Here's what they shared. 56% felt recognized and praised. 21% expressed they were often not recognized. 18% felt often recognized. 5% expressed they had never been recognized. To learn more about the current state of the sector through the eyes of support workers, commissioners, and families, our white paper is now available to you. White Paper Publication 2023. Download the White Paper publication and stay up to date with the current state of the UK health and social care sector. I agree that I have read and agree to the privacy policy. I agree that I have read and agree to the terms and conditions. Get a free copy. How does it impact choosing a career in the care sector? Whether you support people in their own homes, residential homes, nursing homes, or hospitals, you must continuously remind yourself of your mission when you first entered the sector. This reminder will always help you be there for people, to help them with the best of your skills, keeping high-quality care as the central focus of your work. Now, think about your current job role. Are you satisfied with it? Does it align with your personal values and purpose? If not, what changes would you like to see? Remember, being confident and satisfied with your role in the care sector is more than just being recognized. It's more about finding fulfillment and purpose in what you do. Role satisfaction is closely related to the motivations that drive support workers to choose their careers. To learn more, we asked support workers questions about this topic in our survey and discovered honest answers. The most common answers to why choose a career in care were 50% wanted to make a difference and a positive change in people's lives. 30% responded that it makes them feel fulfilled and proud to support people. 20% said it gives them an opportunity to earn additional income and make career progress. To make a difference, we need you to share your voice, personal views, and experiences as a care recipient, support worker, family member, or case commissioner. Your opinions can help us create our second white paper that will play an even greater role in our mission to reshape the health and social care sector. The survey will only take 5 to 10 minutes of your time, but it will have a lifelong impact and help people receive the care they deserve and live the life they desire. Take the survey. Current challenges in role satisfaction. The role of support workers is pivotal in the functioning of health and social care. However, the not-so-flexible working arrangements and working conditions over the past decade have significantly impacted their role satisfaction. Let's explore some of the current challenges faced by support workers in the UK. Unhealthy work cultures and poor leadership, lack of training and support skills, mismatch, gender disparity, workload and work-life balance. According to our white paper, Almos, 40% of support workers reported that one of their main challenges was a lack of communication with care coordinators and leaders in the field. Additionally, over 30% of support workers experienced skills mismatch in their careers. The results indicate that these are common and critical issues in the health and social care sector. Rightwards double arrow. The health and care sector can be stressful at times and take a toll on your emotional, physical, and psychological health. Read more about Compassion fatigue, how to recognize the signs and taking steps towards self-care. Tips for enhancing support worker role satisfaction. Support workers are the backbone of the health and social care sector, providing vital care and support. However, their role satisfaction is a critical aspect that often goes overlooked. In the UK, where the health and social care sector faces numerous challenges, enhancing support worker role satisfaction has become a pressing concern. This discussion aims to shed light on the importance of this issue and provide practical tips for improving satisfaction among support workers. Hear from Chantelle, our dedicated support worker, as she shares her insights on person-centered care. Discover her invaluable advice for anyone aspiring to join the healthcare industry. Ensuring safe and supportive work environments. When speaking of supportive and safe environments, it's crucial for providers to offer thorough training programs that cover all aspects of care. This includes safety procedures and emergency protocols to ensure support workers are well prepared for any situation, providing access to mental health resources to help support workers manage the emotional demands of their roles is crucial in protecting their well-being. It's also essential to ensure a safe physical environment by adhering to health and safety regulations, providing necessary equipment, and conducting regular risk assessments. Additionally, employers must foster a positive, inclusive, and respectful work culture that values and supports each team member. Effective communication and inclusion, comprehensive training in communication techniques, cultural competence, and inclusion practices equips support workers with the skills to engage effectively with diverse people. Clear communication channels within the organization ensure information sharing, reporting concerns, and seeking guidance, fostering a supportive work environment that values team input. Regular feedback and performance reviews promote continuous improvement while leveraging technology enhances coordination and collaboration among support workers. Inclusive policies, team building activities, and access to resources like language support and mental health services further support effective communication and well-being. Embracing diversity within the workforce enriches perspectives and enhances overall communication and inclusion efforts, ensuring better care and support outcomes. These strategies collectively create an environment where support workers feel valued, connected, and equipped to provide high-quality care and support. Financial compensation. Role satisfaction among support workers is also influenced by their financial aspirations and expectations. Ensuring satisfactory financial compensation for support workers in the sector involves several key factors. Competitive pay scales. Establishing pay scales that align with industry standards and reflect the responsibilities and skills required in support roles. Most respondents in our survey expressed the following salary expectations. Benefits and incentives. Offering benefits such as healthcare, retirement plans, and bonuses can enhance overall compensation packages. Career development. Providing opportunities for career advancement and professional development can lead to higher pay through increased skills and responsibilities. Professional development opportunities. ORG organizations must focus on developing a supportive environment where support workers can grow professionally, enhance their skills, and ultimately deliver better care and support to the people they serve. This can be done by providing the following. Career advancement pathways. Providing clear pathways for career advancement through certifications, additional training, and mentorship programs. Feedback and support. Establishing mechanisms for feedback and support, including performance evaluations and ongoing supervision to upscale skills and resolve challenges. Continued learning culture. Cultivating a culture that values lifelong learning and encourages support workers to pursue continuous professional development opportunities. Work-life balance. Ensuring a healthy work-life balance requires providing flexible scheduling options that accommodate personal needs and responsibilities and can help manage workload stress. Implementing clear policies on overtime and ensuring adequate staffing levels help prevent burnout and allow for necessary rest. Supporting mental health with access to counseling or wellness programs promotes overall well-being. Additionally, creating a positive work environment that values work-life balance encourages productivity and role satisfaction among support workers, ultimately enhancing the quality of care they provide. Rightwards double arrow explore the 7 mental health care tips for support workers. Supportive leadership and management. A culture of respect and open communication is akin to nurturing the very roots of a thriving ecosystem. The workplace should be where support workers feel valued, and their voices are heard. Providing regular supervision and mentoring sessions helps to guide and support them in their roles, ensuring they have the necessary resources and skills to deliver quality care. Effective leadership involves advocating and implementing supportive policies and practices that promote well-being, such as manageable workloads and access to necessary tools and support services. By prioritizing these aspects, organizations can cultivate a supportive environment that enables support workers to thrive and provide compassionate, high-quality care. LEAF Complex Care is recognized as a great place to work. At LEAF Complex Care, we are led by our mission to help people live meaningful and fulfilled lives. This means delivering humanized support that puts people at the heart of their care and, therefore, at the center of our services. For us, there is no better starting point than delivering compassionate support in the comfort of a person's own home. Our goal of being clinician-centric has always been a top priority. Creating an inclusive and supportive environment where every voice is heard led us to be recognized as a great place to work for all organizations. Through the years, we immensely grew and evolved, but our vision remained the same: to create a workplace where everyone feels welcomed, valued, and respected for who they are. Watch the latest video of our mini-documentary series, A Day in the Life of a Support Worker, showcasing Charlotte's compassionate work and dedication. Here are some of the benefits we offer. Checkmark free training for our support workers. Checkmark referral scheme. Checkmark paid day off. Checkmark employee help program, EAP, counseling sessions. Checkmark financial aid. Click here for the full list of benefits we provide to our support workers. Contact us today for complex care support, a multidisciplinary therapy team, or a rapid response. Our offices are located in Bristol, Birmingham, and Somerset. Read more about other topics. Blog: When should palliative care be offered? Palliative care is supportive care offered to individuals with a life-limiting condition at any stage of their journey, regardless of age or prognosis. It focuses on relieving symptoms and stress. Read more. Blog: Eating disorder relapse prevention strategies and resources for recovery. When recovering from an eating disorder, it's important to understand what strategies and resources can help prevent relapse. With the right relapse prevention strategies, you can maintain your progress and read more. Blog: Positive Behavior Support, PBS, how it works. Each behavior serves a purpose. Positive Behavior Support, PBS, helps individuals, particularly children, learn new behaviors to replace challenging ones. It can also support autistic people and people living with. Read more.